It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 9 November 2018. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed News, 12th of October, quote, the FBI now investigating Facebook's security breach, where attackers had access to 30 million users' personal information. Quote, for 15 million people, attackers accessed two sets of information, name and contact details, phone number, email, or both, depending on what people had on their profiles. For 14 million people, the attackers accessed the same two sets of information, as well as other details people had on their profiles. This included username, gender, locale, language, relationship status, religion, hometown, self-reported current city, birth date, device types used to access Facebook, education, work, the last 10 places they checked into or were tagged in, website, people or pages they followed, and the 15 most recent searches, unquote. The company said for about a million people, attackers did not access any information. Facebook noted it was cooperating with the FBI, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, the Irish Data Protection Commission, and other authorities on the issue. We repeat, if you have any trouble putting those numbers into context, just transpose them in dollar values. 15 million, 14 million, 1 million, tots up to 30 million. As we've said before, we could be happy, productive, and helpful with a fraction of that amount. Plus, New York Times, 12th of October, quote, on the same day Facebook announced it had carried out its biggest purge yet of American accounts peddling disinformation, the company quietly made another revelation. It had removed 66 accounts, pages, and apps linked to Russian firms that build facial recognition software for the Russian government, unquote. Oh, goody.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.